Every day we begin the tefillah of Shemayna Esra with Elakei Avraham, Elakei Yitzchak, Velakei Yaakov. We address HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the father of our holy Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We invoke Schus Avos, the merits of our patriarchs. We ask Hashem for Yeshuas in their Schus. However, the question is, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Shmuel Amar, Tamas Chus Avos. The merits we have from our Avos have been depleted. That account is used up. All the Schusim have been consumed. So why do we mention the Avos in our prayers? Says Tosfos, even though Thomas Chus Avos, meaning that Chus Avos is finished, their merits can't produce Yeshuas anymore. However, Bris Avos Lo Tama, the Bris Avos is still intact. So what's the difference between Bris Avos and Chus Avos? So Tosfos explains, Chus Avos are the merits our Avos accumulated while they were here on this world. And we as their descendants benefit from those merits despite the fact that we don't deserve it. But over the years, we exhausted that bank account. Bris Avos is a pact, a covenant, a promise that Hashem made with our Avos. Shakadosh Baruch Hu oisa leman shemo yizbarach. Hashem gave His word, His name. He assured the Avos that your children, Klal Yisrael, no matter what happens, how badly we behave, He will never abandon us. And He will never destroy us. And that's Bris Avos. As we find in the Toichicha in this week's Parsha, even after Klal Yisrael were not doing Ratzon Hashem, the Pasuk says, V'zecharti es Brisi Yaakov, V'af es Brisi Yitzchak, V'af es Brisi Avraham Eskar. Hashem will always remember the Bris He made with our Avos, because Bris Avos never ceased. And that's why we conclude the first Bracha of Shemayna Esra, L'man Shemoy Ba'ahava, because we are not asking for help under the rubric of Zchus Avos, but rather because of the promise of Shemoy, Laman Shemoy Ba'ahava, Hashem's name, His word, His promise to our Avos. The Sfarim HaKdoshim offer a beautiful reference to this concept in another pasuk in this week's parasha. Hashem promises us, Va'av Gam Zois, despite all the indiscretions, Lo Ma'astim Lo Ga'altim, I will not despise them, nor will I reject them. L'hofei berisi itam, breaking my covenant. The acronym of Zois is Zechus Avos Tama. V'af gam Zois, despite the fact of Zois, that Zechus Avos Tama, that Zechus Avos has been depleted. Loi ma'astim v'loi ga'altim, I will still not despise you or reject you. Why? L'hofei berisi itam, because I will never nullify the bris Avos, that I made with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What a beautiful idea. We live life with the belief of Bris Avos Lo Tama. Hashem will never forsake us, no matter how difficult things get. We know He will never abandon us. The person that most embodied this idea of Bris Avos Lo Tama was the holy Tana Reb Akiva. Despite all the adversity and all the hardships, he never gave up hope. There's a fascinating Gemara Masechtas Menachos. B'sha sha'ala Moshe Lamarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu ascended up to Shemaim to accept the Torah, Matzu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyoshe V'Koysher K'sarim La'Oisiyos, he found Hashem sitting and tying crowns onto the letters of the Torah. He was putting the finishing touches on the Torah, so to speak. Amar Lefanav, Moshe said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why are these crowns necessary? Who is preventing you from giving the Torah as is without these additions? Amar Lo'i, Hashem said to Moshe, Adam Echad Yesh, there's a man, Sha'asad Lios Besoif Kamadairos, who is destined to be born after many generations, and his name is Akiva. Sha'asad Lidrosh, he is destined to derive Al Kol Koitz V'Koitz Tilin Tilin Shahalachas. From each and every thorn of these crowns, mounds upon mounds of Alachas. It is for his sake that the crowns must be added to the letters of the Torah. So I once heard an unbelievable idea on this Gemara. As we know, Rabbi Akiva encountered many obstacles, many difficulties in his life, but he never let it get him down. He was always optimistic. I'll call koitz v'koitz. Any time Rabbi Akiva had encountered a thorn in his life, any difficulty, he used that as motivation to derive tilin tilin shalalachas. He used the hardships as a tool to elevate himself even higher, to become an even greater Talmud Chacham. He used that difficulty as an impetus to grow and steig and become even more righteous, to become an even greater tzaddik. When he was 40 years old and he didn't know how to read Aleph Beis and everyone gave up hope on him, he wasn't deterred. He went to Cheder and sat with 5-year-old boys in kindergarten to learn Kamatz Aleph Ah. When he got married and his shver would not support him and he was forced to live in abject poverty, that didn't hold him back from learning for 24 consecutive years. And when all of his 24,000 students perished, he didn't throw in the towel. He used that calamity to start a new yeshiva. I'll call koitz v'koitz. For every thorn thrown his way, tillin tillin shel halachas, Rabbi Akiva used those adversities to grow even greater in Torah. As we approach the Yontav of Kabbalah HaTorah, we emulate the midos of Rabbi Akiva. He had the most positive outlook on life, and he never let anything get in his way of him steiging higher and higher in Torah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.